Today we're going to talk about Daniel chapter 7. There are four beasts, okay? And four beasts stand for four kingdoms. So I want to go back to Daniel chapter 2. In Daniel chapter 2, there are five kingdoms, okay? The first kingdom is gold, okay? So you right here, one, gold, and then two here, three, and then four, and then five. Yeah, great. The first one, Daniel chapter 2, verse 33. 2:33, you write? You write the first kingdom. I'm sorry, 2:32. And then you write gold. That's the head. Okay? So you write golden head. That's the first kingdom. Based upon chapter 2, verse 32. And then second kingdom is also 2:32 is silver, chest, and arm. Silver, chest, and arm. 2:32. Number 3 is also 2:32 is bronze, belly, and thighs. 2:32, bronze, belly, and thighs. 2:33 is partly iron and partly clay. I'm sorry, it is iron legs. Iron legs and then with partly iron, partly baked clay feet.
Number 4?
Yeah. Iron leg. And then the fifth kingdom is Daniel chapter 2. Chapter 2, verse 44, all the way to 45. That is the kingdom of God. You write down. And then right beside kingdom of God, you write down the rock, R-O-C-K, capital letter. The rock. That rock stands for Jesus Christ. Okay? Now, this is chapter 2. And I think that you better write it down so that you can understand. Now, today I'm going to go to Daniel chapter 7. I tell you what it is first, and then I will pray. Daniel chapter 7, kingdom number one. You write down. Right in here, okay. Chapter 7, verse 4. A line. You just write down 7:4. Okay. You write 7:4. And then a line with the wing of an eagle. That's the first piece. The first piece. There are four pieces, eh? So you write down piece. Okay, you write here, piece. Piece number one. And then piece number two look like a bear. Chapter 7, verse 5. 7:5. Yeah. Here, yeah. Second. 7:5. A bear. And then 7:6. And you write down a bear, piece number two. Seven, six, a leopard. The piece number three. A leopard with what? With four wings and with four heads. Four heads. That is the piece number three, third piece. 7:7. Is the fourth piece. You write down a fourth piece with 10 horns. There's no name for that because that beast is very terrifying and frightening and very powerful beast. And then the 7:8 right here. A little horn. It's come from the fourth beast. Okay, finally, chapter 7:9 all the way to 10. Chapter 7, verse 9 to 10. That's the kingdom of God. Okay? So we pray. Our Heavenly Father, I pray that you help your servant to explain your word clearly to your children so that we know as the history unfolded is exactly what is prophesied by Daniel, then we know that God, the ancients of days, you are the one who are the creator, who are the savior, and you control the whole universe, and you control earthly kingdom. And all these four kingdoms, all these four beasts, eventually will be destroyed by your power, and only your kingdom rule forever and ever. And I pray that you give us a wisdom and understanding that we can understand what we study in chapter 7. And we know that in chapter 7, it only talk about the fourth kingdom. And, but in chapter 8, we'll talk about the second and the third kingdom. And I pray that you give us patience so that as we study the book of Daniel together with the book of Revelation, we have a better understanding of what the history is going to be unfolded. And so that we know you are in control. You reign over the flood, and you also reign over the 7 years of tribulation. And no matter what kind of difficulty we face, we know that you are in control. For you are the King of kings, and you are the Lord of lords. And I pray all this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. So, Jean, could you please read chapter 7? So chapter 7 is only the substance of his dream, okay? The important things, the main theme, the meaning of it, okay? He only write down. He didn't write down the whole thing. And in the first year of Belshazzar, king of Babylon, and that chapter 7 supposed to be right before chapter 5, because at the end of chapter 5, we see that Belshazzar was slain. Chapter 5 verse 30, that very night Belshazzar, king of Babylonian, was slain, isn't it? And verse 31, Darius the Mede took over the kingdom. So I want you to write it down, Etta, right here. Write down Kingdom of Babylon, singular. Kingdom of Babylon, that's the first kingdom, that's the first beast. And then, number two, kingdoms, plural, okay, of Medes, M-E-D-E, and Persian. So there's two kingdoms joined forces together to destroy this kingdom, okay? Medes and Persian. Okay? And then the third one is the kingdom of Greece. Greek. G-R-E-E-C-E. And then the last kingdom is Roman kingdom. Kingdom of Rome. If you study European history, you know that's exactly what is unfolded according to the Daniel chapter 1 all the way to chapter 12. And then the last one is Kingdom of God. Okay, now, in Daniel chapter 7, Daniel only write down the substance of his dream, okay? And when did Daniel has that dream? It's in the first year of Belshazzar. Chapter 5 is the last day of Belshazzar. So that chapter 7, according to the chronicle, supposed to be what? Before chapter 5, right? Supposed to be right after chapter 4. If it's chronologically, okay? But Daniel did not write it down according to the time frame. Okay? Now, chapter 7 is the dream that he has regarding the five kingdoms, okay? Now, verse 2 to verse 3. Read that, Jean.
Daniel said, "In my vision last night I looked, and there before me were the..."
No, in my dream last night, at night. Okay, there's four beasts coming out of the sea, right? Now, in the book of Revelation, I want you to circle the word. Four winds of heaven churning up the great sea. Churning up the great sea, that means swirling, right? And then the four beasts coming up. Right beside the great sea, I want you to write it down, but I'm not explaining. You go home and study yourself. Revelation chapter 13, verse 1. 13, verse 1. And John say that, and I saw a beast coming out of the sea. That beast, 13:1, is the Antichrist. 13:11, I saw another beast coming out of the earth. That is false prophet, Revelation, okay? So Antichrist is coming out of the sea. False prophets coming out of the earth. Now, Daniel chapter 7, verse 2 to verse 3, it say that four beasts, each different from the other, they came up out of the sea, one at a time. Okay? The first one is the beast of, is a beast like a lion with the wing of an eagle. Okay? So, read that. Verse 4.
The first was like a lion, and it had the wings of an eagle. I watched until its wings were torn off, and it was lifted from the ground.
So, can you imagine? A lion is the king of animal, right? He has a big mouth, right? If he has a wing of an eagle, wow, he can destroy everything, right? And what happened? So that's why in chapter 2, verse 32, when Nebuchadnezzar have a dream, that head is made of pure gold because it's very, very honorable. God give King Nebuchadnezzar has the power, has the honor like pure gold in the head. Like a lion is a king of all animal, eagle is a king of all birds, right? He's the king of the, he's like a lion with the wings of an eagle. You know how fast the eagle, you know, looking at the prey and then he's going to grab it. You understand? So God gave Nebuchadnezzar very, very honorable and powerful stuff to Nebuchadnezzar. But because he's a proud man, so what happened? The Lord take away his wing, make him become a what? Like oxen to eat grass for 7 years, right? And later on, he repent and turn around. So what happened? I watched until its wings were torn off, and it was lifted up from the ground so that it stood on the 2 feet like a man. Part of a man was given to him. Isn't he repent after 7 years, right? Humble himself. So I want you to write beside this, a heart of a man was given to him. You write down chapter 4, verse 16. And I'm not going to explain to you again because I studied that already. So you go home and study that again yourself. You just write down chapter 4, verse 16. Okay? He turned around and he write a letter to everybody. So that first kingdom, I want you to write down the date, letter, 626 to 539 BC. That's the time frame for the first beast. 626 to 539 BC. The second is 539 to 330 BC. The third one is 330 to 63 BC. 63. And then the fourth one is 63 BC to now. In Europe, German, France, all this come out from Roman Empire. And so that's why a lot of European people, they don't believe in Jesus Christ. Okay? They're anti-Christ. Now, okay, go back. Where are we? We are in verse 5. Read that.
And there before me was a second beast, which looked like a bear. It was raised up on one of its thighs, and it had three ribs in its mouth between its teeth. It was told, "Get up and eat your fill of flesh." After that, I looked, and there.
So that one, that's the second beast. That is silver chest and silver arm. Arm, you have two arms, right? So that's why the two kingdoms, kingdom of Medes and Persia, destroyed the kingdom of Babylon. The second one destroyed the first one. The third one destroyed the second one. The fourth one destroyed the third one. And the fifth one destroyed them all. Okay? Now, read the third beast, verse 6.
After that, I looked, and there before me was another beast, one that looked like a leopard, and on its back it had four wings like those of a bird. This beast had four heads, and it was given authority to rule.
So, that third beast, who is he in the history of European history? That's Alexander the Great. Alexander the Great destroyed Mede and Persian, and we study in chapter 8, we will see that. And he has four generals, so that's why that leper has four heads, is four generals, help him to destroy the second kingdom. And later on, Alexander the Great doesn't have any children, so the four generals take up his kingdom. The Bible says, he did not leave it to his children. Okay? Verse 7, the fourth beast.
After that, in my vision at night, I looked, and there before me was a fourth beast, terrifying and frightening and very powerful. It had large...
Now, I forget to explain. In the verse 6, this beast has four heads, right? And this beast was given authority. This beast, it was given authority to rule. And later on, because he has no children, four of his generals take over his kingdom. Okay? Verse 7 again.
After that, in my vision at night, I looked, and there before me was a fourth beast, terrifying and frightening and very powerful. It had large iron teeth. It crushed and devoured its victims and trampled underfoot whatever was left. It was different from all the other, from all the former beasts, and it had 10 horns.
So that the fourth beast has 10 horns. On top of that, he has a little horn, verse 8.
While I was thinking about the horns, there before me was another horn, a little one, which came up among them. And three of the first horns were uprooted before it. This horn had eyes like the eyes of a man, and a mouth that spoke boastfully.
So that little horn, who is that little horn? This little horn is Antichrist. It's Antichrist. That little horn is Revelation chapter 13, verse 1. He speak boastfully. You write down that little horn, Revelation 13:1. He has the eyes of a man and a mouth that spoke boastfully. Right beside spoke boastfully, you write down Revelation. Revelation chapter 13, verse 1, all the way to 10. It will describe who he is. Okay, now verse 9.
As I looked, thrones were set in place, and the Ancient of Days took his seat. Clothing was as white as
the snow. The Ancient of Days, who is he? The Heavenly Father took his seat.
His clothing was as white as snow. The hair of his head was white like wool. His throne was flaming with fire, and its wheels were all ablaze. A river of fire was flowing, coming out from before him. Thousands upon thousands attended him. 10,000 times 10,000 stood before him. The court was seated and the books were opened.
So who is judging? The Heavenly Father is judging together with the Holy Son, Jesus Christ. Okay? And you see that. What happened to the throne? Now, when we approach the throne, I want you to write beside verse 9, his throne was flaming with fire. And then verse 10, a river of fire was flowing, coming out from before him. Right beside verse 9 and verse 10. If you do not believe in Jesus Christ now, if you do not approach his throne, right beside his throne, you write down Hebrew chapter 4, verse 16. If you approach his throne right now, his throne is a throne of grace and mercy. If you humble yourself and approach him with confidence and asking him to forgive all your sins, he will forgive all your sins and give you grace and mercy. But if you refuse to believe in him, and later on, all of us, whether believer or non-believer, has to approach God to his throne and face judgment at that time. A river, not of living water, flowing out of his throne. Now you approach his throne, river of living water flowing out of his throne. But in the future, river of fire flowing out of his throne will destroy you. Water give you life. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Joyce, could you read Hebrew chapter 4, verse 16? Now that throne, what's the name of that throne? Grace and mercy. But in that throne, verse 9 and verse 10, is the throne of judgment. If you do not believe in him right now, you're fooling around, you waste your time, you're going to face God, and you're going to regret.
Hebrews 4:16. Let us then approach the throne of grace with confidence, so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need.
If you humble yourself and approach him with confidence and ask him for grace and mercy, and he will forgive you. I also want you to write down right beside verse 9 and verse 10. You write down Revelation chapter 22. Revelation chapter 22. Verse 1 all the way to verse 5. Read that. Revelation 22, 1 to 5.
Then the angel showed me the river of the water of life, as clear as crystal, flowing from the throne of God and of the Lamb, down the middle of the great city, down the middle of the great street of the city. On each side of the river stood the tree of life, bearing tall crops of fruit, yielding its fruit every month. And the leaves of the tree are for the healing of the nations. No longer will there be any curse. The throne of God and of the Lamb will be in the city, and his servants will serve him. They will see his face, and his name will be on their foreheads. There will be no more night. They will not need the light of a lamp or the light of the sun, for the Lord God will give them light, and they will reign forever and ever.
So if you approach God right now with humility and ask Him to forgive you, He will forgive you, He will give you grace and mercy. But if you refuse to do so, eventually you're going to face the judgment seat of Jesus Christ. By that time, it's not a river of living water flowing out of His throne. It's a river of what? Fire. Will destroy people. You understand? Okay. Verse 11. So in other words, out of the throne, out of God's throne, a flame, His throne was flaming with fire, and then a river of fire was flowing, coming out from before Him, okay? And then what happened? I kept looking until the beast is the fourth beast, is the one, is the kingdom of Rome, okay? Is the one with the iron leg, with partly iron and partly clay feet, okay? Until the fourth beast was slain and his body destroyed and thrown into a blazing fire. That fourth beast, what happened to that fourth beast? What did that fourth beast have? The fourth beast has 10 horns, right? 10 horns means 10 kingdoms, 10 kings, okay? So that's why eventually, you write beside here, Revelation chapter 19, and they are destroyed. Revelation chapter 19, when Jesus Christ come back, verse 11, all the way to 21, and you see that 10 king, together with Antichrist, together with false prophet, they were destroyed in that last battle. Okay? Revelation chapter 19, 11, all the way to 21. You write that down. Revelation 19, 11 to 21. Where do you write it down? You write it down right beside chapter 7, Daniel chapter 7, verse 11. The other beast, that means first, second, and third beast, have been stripped of their authority. They have no more power because they were destroyed by the fourth beast, okay? The first one destroyed by the second one destroyed by the third one, and then the third one was destroyed by the fourth one. Now the fourth one was thrown into a blazing fire, okay? Together with that 10 horns. The other beast, that means the first one, second one, and third one, has been stripped of their authority. They have no more power. But they were allowed to live for a period of time. Okay? They were allowed to live for a period of time. For how long? They were allowed to live for 1,000 years. If they have the opportunity, if they do not have the mark of Antichrist, in their forehead, and in the right hand, they are allowed to enter into the millennium kingdom, 1,000-year kingdom. That is recorded in Revelation chapter 20, verse 1, all the way to verse 6. After 1,000 years, what happened? Satan was released, and then Satan deceived all these kind of people, and then they were thrown out. And then they would be thrown into the lake of burning sulfur. Okay, keep reading it now. Where are we now? Is it 13?
In my vision that night I looked, and there before me was one like the Son of Man, coming with the clouds of heaven. He approached the Ancient of Days and was led into His presence. He was given authority, glory, and sovereign power.
So who is the Ancient of Days? You write down the Heavenly Father, okay? Verse 13, the Ancient of Day. And verse 9, the Ancient of Day, you write the Heavenly Father. the Holy Father, God, okay? And then light before me was one light, a son of man. In verse 13, you write down Jesus Christ. That is Jesus Christ. Verse 13, in my vision at night, I looked, and there before me was one like a son of man, coming with the cloud of heavens. He approached the Ancient of Days and was led into his presence. And Jesus Christ was given authority, glory, and sovereign power. All people and nation and men of every language worship him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion, and that will not pass away. And his kingdom is one that will never be destroyed. So I want you to write it down right beside here. Better. You write down 7. Verse 13 to 14. Okay. Now read 15. He asked the angel. He did not understand it. So that's why Daniel asked the angel. Just like in Revelation, John did not understand, asked the angel. Keep reading it.
So he told me and gave me the interpretation of these things. The four great beasts are four kingdoms that will rise from the earth. But the saints of the Most High will receive the kingdom and will possess it forever. Yes, forever and ever.
So, you write down in the fifth kingdom, who going to possess it? Other than God, the Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ, and the saint, the believer. When we believe in God, although we suffer now, but eventually we're going to take possessions of the Heavenly Kingdom. The Heavenly Kingdom will come down on earth. In verse 7:18, the saint of the Most High will receive the kingdom. We receive the fifth kingdom, okay, the everlasting kingdom, and we'll possess it forever. Yes, forever and ever. That kingdom of God is an eternal kingdom that will not be destroyed. Verse 19.
Then I wanted to know the true meaning of the fourth beast, which was different from all the other animals, terrifying with its iron teeth and bronze claws. The beast that crushed and devoured its victims and trampled underfoot whatever was left. I also wanted to know about the 10 horns on its head and about the other horn that came up.
The other horn is, you write down, the other horn is chapter 7, verse 8. It's the little horn that came up. Verse 20, read it again. Who is he? He is Antichrist. Okay? Verse 21.
As I watched, this horn was waging war against the saints and defeating them, until the Ancient of Days came and pronounced judgment in favor of the saints of the Most High.
So right beside chapter 7, verse 21, as I watched, this horn, this little horn, was waging war against the saints and defeating the saints. I want you to write down Revelation. The Lord told us ahead of time already. So that when you see that, and we were defeated by them, okay, so that you won't be surprised, okay? You won't worship that little horn, okay? Revelation chapter 13, verse 5. Etta, could you read that? That 42 months is 3.5 years. Right beside that 42 months, you write down Revelation chapter 7, verse 25. For a time, the saint will be handed over to him for a time, times, and half a times. Time is 1 year. Time is 2 years. 1 year plus 2 years plus half a year, half a time. That means 3.5 years. 3.5 years is 42 months. In Jewish calendar, 1 month is 30 days, equivalent to 1,260 days. So God allowed the Antichrist has the power to destroy the saint for how long? For 3.5 years? For 42 months? For 1,260 days? Anybody has a calculator? No? You have no calculator? 42 months times 30. Then you know what it is. Get a calculator here. So right beside Revelation chapter 7, right beside chapter 7 verse 21, as I watch, this horn was waging war against the saint and defeating the saint. Right beside defeating the saint, you write down Revelation chapter 13 verse 5 and all the way to 8. 5 to 8. 5 to 10 then. Months times 30. Equal to 1,260 days. Okay? Now, keep reading. Revelation chapter 13, verse 5, starting with verse 5, all the way to verse 10. Better?
The beast was given a mouth to utter proud words and blasphemies and to exercise his authority for 42 months. He opened his mouth to blaspheme God and to slander his name and his dwelling place and those who live in heaven. He was given power to make war against the saints and to conquer them.
You see, to conquer them, you write that down. Daniel 7:21. Okay. Reading it.
And he was given authority over every tribe, people, language, and nation. All inhabitants of the earth will worship the beast. All whose names have not been written in the book of life belonging to the Lamb that was slain from the creation of the world.
Verse 9.
He who has an ear, let him hear. If anyone is to go into captivity he will go. If anyone is to be killed with a sword he will be killed. This calls for patient endurance and faithfulness on the part of the saints.
So if you are a believer of Jesus Christ, make sure you don't worship the beast. You don't worship the Antichrist, the little horn. Because God gave him the power to conquer, to overcome the saint. You understand? So the Lord told us ahead of time. In Daniel chapter 7, in Revelation chapter 13. Okay? So they won't say, oh, I don't know that. Oh, since God gave him the power, he must be the Christ. No, he's not the Christ. He's the Antichrist. You understand? Okay? Go back to Revelation chapter 7, verse 22. As I watched, this horn was waging war against the saints and defeating them. Until when? 22.
possess the kingdom. He gave me this explanation. The fourth beast is the fourth kingdom that will appear on earth. It will be different from all the other kingdoms and will devour the whole earth, trampling it down and crushing it.
Trampling it down and crushing it. That's exactly what Revelation chapter 13 is saying, right? All those who refuse to worship the Antichrist will be destroyed, including the saint, right? That's what's happening. Keep reading it.
The ten horns are ten kings who will come from his kingdom. After them, another king will arise, different from the earlier ones. He will subdue three kings. He will speak against the Most High and will and oppress his saints and try to change the set times and the laws. The saints will be handed over to him for a time, times and half a time.
Right beside here, chapter 7, Daniel chapter 7, verse 25. You write down Revelation, chapter 13. Thirteen verse five. The beast was given a mouth to utter proud word and blaspheme and to exercise his authority for 42 months. That 42 months is time and times and half a time. That is 3.5 years. 1 year has 12 months. 3 years, 36 months. Half a year, what? Another 6 months? So it's 42 months, right? Okay, verse 26.
But the court will sit and his power will be taken away and completely destroyed forever.
So that, you write that down right beside here, Revelation chapter 19. When the time comes, Revelation chapter 19, he will be destroyed. In the last battle. Okay? Verse 27.
Then the sovereignty, power, and greatness of the kingdom under the whole heaven will be handed over to the saints, the people of the Most High. His kingdom will be an everlasting kingdom, and all rulers will worship and obey him.
When is it? All rulers will worship and obey him? You write down? Revelation, chapter 20. Revelation, chapter 20, verse 1, all the way to verse 6, and that will happen. 1 to 6, Revelation, chapter 20, 1 to 6. Okay, keep reading it. So he didn't tell anyone. He just write it down. Now, in chapter 7 of Daniel, he knows that there's four kingdoms, right? The last kingdom is everlasting kingdom, eternal kingdom. It's kingdom of God. He didn't understand the fourth kingdom. So in chapter 7, he asked the meaning of the fourth kingdom, right? The beast, the fourth beast with 10 horns. On top of that, there's another horn come up, right? So chapter 7 explained that. But in chapter 8, next week, he will explain the second kingdom and the third kingdom. Do we have any question? So what have we learned today? Who is in control? Chinese people used to believe in what? Used to believe in Buddha. Buddha's from India, right? Now the Indian people, they don't even believe in Buddha anymore now. And whereas Chinese, they believe in Buddha. How sad it is. Buddha is a foreign religion. Buddha is not a Chinese religion. Buddha is from India. Now Japan, they believe in Buddha too. That's imported from India. And whereas Indian people, they don't even believe in it. Now I want to stop here, tell you one thing. Did Buddha control the whole universe? No. Did Buddha create the whole earth? No. Who created the whole earth? Who is the creator? The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Right? He's the creator. He's the savior. And he controlled the history. At the time of Daniel, we don't have the kingdom of Greece. We don't have the kingdom of Mede and Persian at that time. In the time of Daniel, at that time, they only have the kingdom of Babylon. It's so strong, right? And yet, God knows that. After the kingdom of Babylon, the kingdom of Mede and Persian. After the kingdom of Mede and Persian, the kingdom of Greece. After the kingdom of Greece, the kingdom of Rome. And after the kingdom of Rome, is the kingdom of heaven. Who is the king? Jesus Christ. He is the king of all kings. All ruler of all kingdoms will worship him at that time, during the 1,000 years. Those who refuse to worship him will be destroyed. Are we believing in the right religion? Aren't you glad that you don't believe in Buddha? Give me 5. Are you happy? Who's in control?
God.
See? A little girl know that now. God is in control. Do you know that? Have you opened your heart to believe in Jesus Christ? And you're still waiting? Well, what did I say? If you approach God now in prayer, his throne, out of his throne, flowing what? River of living water. But if you approach God's throne in the future, out of his throne, throwing river of fire, and you will be destroyed together with Antichrist. You come all the way from China. It's to make sure that you get blessing, right? The most important blessing is to believe in Jesus Christ, my friend. Okay? Donald, what have you learned today? Tell me. What have you learned that you don't know?
Just the relating of Daniel's revelations.
How to relate the book of Daniel together with the book of Revelation?
Yeah.
Other than that, what else have you learned? Who control history?
God.
Who knows everything? You have a lot of stupid questions asking now. You have any question now?
No.
No? Who is in control?
God.
Better be a smart guy, okay? You understand?
Mm-hmm.
I would like to challenge you. Go and read the history to see whether that's exactly what happened. Okay? Then you know this Bible is powerful. You understand? Any other question? Hannah, what have you learned today that you don't know before?
God
control human being. God control history, right? God control all kingdoms, right? So we better humble ourselves and submit to him. Michael, what have you learned? Okay, since you're talking about that, I might as well give you one more thing for you to keep in mind. God is the God of Creator and Savior, and He is a judge. He judges each and every one of us. Whether you believe or you don't believe in him. If you believe in him, he passed over your judgment. He forgive you. You do not believe in him, out of his throne, flowing river of fire. You say, Pastor John, how do you know of his throne, flowing river of fire? I know for sure. Because whatever he prophesied, the first kingdom is kingdom of Babylon, second kingdom the kingdom of Medes and Persian, the third kingdom of Greece, the fourth kingdom of Rome. When I studied the history, that's exactly what he said according to Daniel. When Daniel say, you don't believe in him, out of his throne, a river of fire, and it will come. You want to have a river of living water? You better approach him right now and ask him for forgiveness and open your heart to invite Jesus Christ to enter into your heart. He is an almighty God. And listen to me very carefully. The God that I believe in the Old Testament and New Testament, he is not a God of the Jews. He's a God of the whole universe. Do you understand? So, and at first, you know, when I read the scripture, I was poisoned by the cultural thinking. Say, oh, you believe in Jesus Christ, it's a Jewish religion. It's a foreign religion. And lo and behold, Buddha is a foreign religion to Chinese. But the God of the Old Testament, the God of the New Testament, is not a foreign religion. Because when Jesus Christ was born, what did the angel say? I tell you the good news. That good news not just for the Jews, for the whole world. You understand? For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, whosoever believe in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. You better spend time now in the Christmas time. Think about that. What's the reason why you come here? At first, I thought, you know, 30-some odd years ago, when I first come to Canada, 1973, I thought I come here is to make money, to study engineering. And lo and behold, he said, I want you to come here to be a pastor. You come here all the way from China. It's not just to study what you want to study. He wants you to come to know Jesus Christ so that you have eternal life, my friend. Do I make myself clear? He is the God of all creation. He is our Savior. And he will be our judge. Our Heavenly Father, I pray that you give us wisdom and understanding. Understand what Daniel has written. We know that what he has written has already been partially fulfilled. The four kingdoms has already gone in front of our eyes. We are looking forward to the fifth kingdom, the kingdom of God, to come down. And so that you will reign on earth. And I pray that you give us wisdom. Speed up the process. We're going to share the gospel, tell the good news to our relatives and friends, so that none of them will be destroyed. So that all of them will come to your throne of grace and mercy and receive the eternal life. And I pray all this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.